97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and one of my favorite guests of all time from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch and Cat House, the series on HBO. It is the founder, the owner, the guy who signs the checks and has the keys, Dennis Huff. Dennis, good morning. How you been, brother?
Good morning, Big Papa. Yeah, you know, we don't have any keys, though. This place has been there 54 years, and we don't have a key. There's not even a lock on the front door.
Does the place even close?
Never.
No?
Never. You know what a busy day is? Christmas.
No!
If you don't have a family, can you think of a better place to be than the Bunny Ranch?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm serious. Mother's Day, you know, all those holidays are great because, look it. If you don't have a family, I can't think of a better place. I mean, this is Bunny Ranch is Disneyland except better rides.
Oh my Lord! You just totally blew my mind. You have no idea. I never realized that like Christmas and Mother's Day and Thanksgiving would be big days for you.
They're big days. I mean, look, a lot of people don't have family, or you can pick your nose and you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. A lot of people don't want to be around their family. You know, I mean, have you ever had one of those deals with your wife and the family and the drunken brother-in-laws and all that? It's horrifying.
And what better way to escape it than to go ride a ride at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch?
Little hips, lips, and fingertips. I've got Cammie Parker here. If you look at pull up bunnyranch.com and look at her picture, she's a stunning little Canadian girl.
Cammie, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Dennis, what was the website again?
Bunnyranch.com. Cammie's right under breaking news. There's some great photographs of her, and so your listeners can kind of see who you're talking to.
Oh my goodness. So now, Dennis, I know we got the show on HBO that's kicking off the new season. Now the question I have is, I'm hearing all kinds of stories. You just celebrated a birthday. Is that correct?
It's a great birthday. I had a great birthday party, and the owner of the Lakers and I have a joint birthday party every year, and we invite 1,000 of our best friends in for the party. Always something fun. We had Crazy Town appear this year. And actually, Tony Clifton, the Andy Kaufman character,
yep,
is out on a national tour, and one of our clients flew he and the band and the girls in, and they did a whole performance. It's an amazing. Next year, I'm getting you out there for the party.
You absolutely, because I just talked to Chef Rob from Hell's Kitchen, and
yes,
and he had nothing but fantastic things to say.
Well, you know, Chef Rob is now the executive chef for the Bunny Ranch. He works on the menus, and we're going to help him because he needs to lose 100 pounds for the next season of the show.
Right.
And so the girls have an exercise program that they're putting him through. And they worked him pretty hard while he was there. And of course, he did some nice cooking for us.
That's a good question. Has anybody actually had a grabber? Like, anybody actually have a heart attack while visiting your establishment?
Yeah, heart attack Jack. There's a girl named Max on the site. And Max had this customer that had a heart attack, and they rushed him out of there, got him to the hospital. And of course, all the bunnies are down there with flowers and trying to console him. And when he got out of the hospital, the first thing he did is come back to the ranch and finish the party.
Wow. That
heart attack Jack.
It's Dennis Huff, and we're talking to Cammie. I just pulled you up. You're gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
She's brand new. She's a new bunny, and she's been there 2 weeks now. But I see her being a big part of the team, and we're going to put her on the show next year. HBO met her and loved her. She's all personality. Lean little hot Canadian girl, and I woke up with her this morning. I just want to let you know that.
Well, hey, now that's the other question. Now, you had a girlfriend before, but you're not with her now. Is that going to be covered in the new season?
Yeah, it is. You know, what we did this year is each of the girls got handy cams for 2 weeks so they could record things behind the scenes in their bedrooms late at night, and they thought we'd get interesting content. Well, the big find was that Brooke, who I was with for 3 years, decided to confront me in Suzette's office about our relationship, and it was on. I never in a million years thought I would ever allow anybody to see anything negative about me or personal.
Well, sure, that's just publicity and having control of your image, right?
Absolutely, and I'm very careful about it. I mean, I won't, you know, I'm very careful. I never do anything at all out of line because everybody's got a cell phone.
Right.
You know, I'm like last night, Ron, my my darling Ron Jeremy is with us, and she's doing stuff that's crazy, and I'm like, dude, I can't do that. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to get caught and end up on YouTube. I'm just not going to do it. I mean, HBO would cut me off in a minute. So anyway, we had this public breakup, and it was extremely heartfelt. It was sad, and I think the viewers are going to see another side of Brooke and myself both.
Now, again, we're talking to Dennis Huff and Cammie from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, of course, Cat House on HBO. BunnyRanch.com is the website. Now, people from here have flown out there when they're in Nevada. They come in and they see you. I've heard numerous stories about your parties. Now, I'm getting married in 2011.
Perfect.
I am engaged.
I am throwing the bachelor party and the bachelorette party.
Okay, the thing is, I will get in major trouble if I come and see you. That's already been that was established the first time I talked to you.
not if she comes with. We will have.
I'll take your wife.
Yeah, we'll have a bachelorette party for her.
Okay.
We'll have a bachelor party for you.
All right.
Nobody does anything they don't want to. And typically, the bachelors are the ones that aren't having sex. It's their buddies that are having a good time, because when you're at that point when you're wanting to get married, you're really not into other girls at that time.
Right, right.
So we'll have a party for her that will be amazing. We'll put her through wardrobe and makeup, and we'll make her a junior hooker for the night and hang out with the girls. And then at the end of the night, after the two separate parties in different locations that the ranch are over with,
right.
then we'll have a lineup. And she'll be in the lineup, and you'll pick her, and you'll go play Hooker and John.
Oh boy!
And it'll be the best night of your life. I promise you.
Oh my goodness! Wow!
You'll have her doing things she never thought she'd do, and she'll be getting some shopping money from you.
I'm good. I'm gonna run that one up the flagpole and see how it flies. Okay,
Well, many people have done that before. Rock stars and their wives, you'll have a great, great time, and we will make it so fun for you, and we'll make sure that you bring all your friends, and it'll be, just be a big popper bachelor party and bachelorette party.
Dennis Huff, the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, Cat House on HBO. Cammie's there as well. I know you guys are short on time, but one thing we do, and I didn't do this last time, and I want to do it now because I'm interested in it. It's called the Quick Six, all right?
Six
questions, 60 seconds, and let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Okay, the Quick Six at the Bunny Ranch costs $400.
I read that on the internet. all right, here we go. If you didn't, when you were growing up, what did you want to be?
Fireman.
Favorite toy as a child?
My fire truck.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Mambo Number 5.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Well, let me see. I'm spacing here. I mean, I go to a lot of movies, but I don't watch them on TV that much. I guess some of the old Elvis movies.
All right. Favorite body part of the opposite sex, remembering we're on the radio?
From the waist down.
Okay, and finally, Dennis Huff, Moonlight Bunny Ranch, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
My favorite toy as an adult? Right now, my favorite toy is Cammie Parker.
Well, there it is. It's Dennis Huff and Cammie Parker, Moonlight Bunny Ranch. It's BunnyRanch.com, of course, Cat House on HBO. Dennis, it's always a pleasure. It's always an interesting time when you're on, and I can't
Thank
wait
you.
For the bachelor / bachelorette party, brother.
We're going to have the great party, and just keep this in mind. There's no business like hoe business.
It's Dennis Huff, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on Kiss FM. Dude, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It was fun. Hey, I'm serious about this. Let's do this. We'll have fun. You can do a lead up to it. Are we doing the right thing? Should we? Shouldn't we? What should she do? Is there boundaries? Your audience. You'll have a month's worth of content over this.
All right, man. It's all dependent upon her.
Well, but you know what? You gotta let her know this place is much more normal than she can imagine. And these are really the girls next door. She will love them. They can all go out. We'll get the limo. Send them to a disco and roll them out to dinner, and it'll be the best bachelorette party anybody could ever have. Believe me.
Dennis, you're the man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother.
All right, bye.